This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
NYYST. Hello. Why do they doubt the kid? I'm about to prove them all wrong again. I got a low tolerance because they don't even know where the problem is. It's me. You waiting on the boy to fail, then hold your breath and face your death. Because you play the roulette with each step. I progress no less. Go ahead and place your bets. Because we know we, yeah, we know we top tier. Because all the hate that you bring, we know it stops there. I'm taking off like a rocket here and stopping here. It's strange how they cannot see the future, but see profit.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Welcome back. This is episode 496 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian, and I'm with my co-host, Sem.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi, goodbye. And that's probably what we're going to be saying on Tuesday night. The Yankees just lost not even 5 minutes ago to the Toronto Blue Jays, 13-7. The score wasn't nearly that close as the Yankees, what were they, down 12-0 before they decided they were even going to try to find the pulse offensively. And they're facing elimination. They're going home down 0-2. And my birthday sucked because they lost, and yours is probably going to suck even more because that's probably when they're going to go home and the season will be over. So it's a stellar week for us, okay? But you know what? If you want to cheer us up, there's one way you can do that. You can leave us a 5-star rating review on the very podcast platform you're listening to us right now on, and make sure you are subscribed. And poor Pete, man, having to call these games the last couple of days. So make sure you subscribe to NYY Underground on YouTube. We'll be back there after game four, if there is even a game four. I don't know at this point. We'll talk about it, but our next show will be live on NYY Underground, and make sure you tell everybody we are the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey, although that might not last much longer either. So we're just doing swell over here, aren't we?
Swimmingly well. Swimmingly well.
So, listen, we're like 5 minutes removed from the game being over, but really mentally we're probably, what, an hour and a half removed from the game being over. But here's what I want to say. You know, we'll start with game one. And this is what I want people to understand is that, you know, I don't know if they pour maple syrup directly into their brains up in Canada, that they don't understand the words that I say. But when I say something like, all I want to do is come home with a split here, because that is the script to winning a five-game series when you are the road team. Split the first two, win your games at home. That's the script to how to win. So did I want the Yankees to win on game one? Obviously. I'm not rooting the Yankees losing a postseason game, but was I okay with them losing? Yes, because that's the script. That's how you win, because if you're going to get the split, you look at which games are to your advantage. And the game that was supposed to be to the Yankees' advantage was today's game with Max Fried going on the mound against a kid that made three starts in the major leagues. We'll get into all that. So was I heartbroken? Was I wanting, was I ready to unalive myself or jump in front of a train because the Yankees lost yesterday? No. The thing that really upset me more than anything is that I spent 3 hours of my birthday watching them lose a baseball game, a team I love more than anything. They lost on my birthday. That's what pissed me off more than them actually losing. But context is everything here. So if you would have told me going into the series, we're losing game one, we have Max Fried on the mound in game two, it's not that I'm signing for it, but I'm not also not telling you it's the end of the world. Okay, that's what you maple syrup chugging bums up north need to understand. And I don't care. You can continue to come for me. Guess what I have? A block button. So you can sit there and talk your shit into the ether because you don't know what baseball is up there. You won a postseason game for the first time in 10 years, and you think that you've won 10 championships in a row. So I don't care what any of you have to say, okay? So keep running your mouths. I'll keep blocking you. And that doesn't make me soft. And I don't care if you think that it does. I don't need to listen to it. This is just ridiculous nonsense here. Oh, we won a postseason game for the 10 years. Let's find Yankee fans and talk shit to them. Fuck all of yous. All right. So if you had told me that that's how the series is going to play out, we're going to lose game one and then Max Fried will be on the mound in game two. Not that I would say I'll sign for it, but I'm also not telling you that it's the end of the world. That's exactly what happened. So that's why I wasn't really too broken up about it. But as I said on Twitter in my video, at @Christian_NYYST, please follow me. Please follow the podcast on TikTok as well, NYYST Podcast, where you'll catch all these videos. I said that context is everything in life. If you had just gave me a blanket statement that they were losing game one, I'd be like, all right, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that Luis Gil wasn't great. Boone made a gutsy move, pulling him out in the third inning, and it worked. Tim Hill got the job done. Camilo Duvall got the job done. They got the game to the sixth inning at 2-0, where the Yankees were within striking distance. For everybody that wants to tell me when I get into this later that, oh, it doesn't matter, you Savage was throwing a no-hitter, Kevin Gausman only gave up two friggin' singles yesterday. So it's not like the Yankees were beating the brakes off of Kevin Gausman. But what Heel and the bullpen did in game one is they allowed the Yankees an opportunity to try to go and win that game. So that's why context is everything. So once the Yankees are put in a position where they have the bases loaded and nobody out and Aaron Judge up at the plate, that's when this game becomes a winnable game and they have to find a way to go and win the game. Instead, what Aaron Judge does is now there's no defending him anymore. I don't care what he's hitting, what, 450 with a 600 on base in the postseason? Doesn't matter. That was the time to make an impact on the postseason, and he chases a pitch that I haven't seen him chase in four fucking years. Even if he shoves the bat up his ass right there, he walks. It's 2-1. Bellinger's up now with the bases loaded and nobody out. Maybe the Yankees can steal game one. And they needed to steal game one based on how game two played out. But we'll get there. So now context is everything. So now you're less okay with them losing. But again, not the end of the world here. And Ben Rice, My God, we all begged and screamed for him to be in the lineup after they lost game one to Boston. He's done shit since that home run in game two. We've seen him get eaten alive by splitter after splitter after splitter. And then after Bellinger walks on four pitches to get the Yankees only run in the game, he swings out a fucking splitter. Talking about the bat being shoved up somebody's ass, somebody should have shoved the bat up Ben Rice's ass because he should never have been swinging in that position after four consecutive balls were thrown to Cody Bellinger. That's how rallies die. He pops up. You know, Schneider goes to the bullpen. Stanton gets blown away 1-0-1. You could have turned the TV off from there because the Blue Jays just kicked it into another gear and the Yankees got blown out. So that's how game one went. So for everybody that thinks that I was okay with the Yankees losing or I rooted for the Yankees to lose, that's not the case at all. Understand the words that are coming out of my mouth here. And I know that you can't see me today, but I'm pointing at this thing that has teeth in it and with flapping lips on it right now, okay? There's a way to win a series in the postseason. I'm looking at the series going into it before game one is played, saying I just want a split. You can get greedy and want to take two, but that's unrealistic. We all know how good Toronto is, and we all know how poorly the Yankees have played in Toronto. So if you're giving me an opportunity to win a game with my ace on the hill telling me that's the game, I'm not going to cry about them losing game one. But a completely unacceptable loss in game one when you look at the context and what happened there and the fact that Aaron Judge can't be swinging at that fucking pitch on 3-2. I'm sorry. It's just you have to – when the games present themselves to be won, you have to find a way to win the games. And we spent – hours, and it's added up to numerous hours on this show over the course of this year, fighting for him to be the MVP, talking about how we have to appreciate what we're watching here day in and day out. And he finally had an opportunity to go there and impact the postseason, where even if he doesn't swing at the 3-2 pitch, the Yankees have an opportunity to go and win the game, and he chases an atrocious pitch there where you'd have to think that he was fucking blindfolded with the way that he swung at it. So that's just why I was upset with game one. But again, I'm not sitting there last night mad the Yankees lost, in a sense that I'm mad right now because they had Max Fried on the mound for game two. And I'll let you chime in here before we get into that fucking disaster.
I think I have amnesia. Like, I'm trying to like remember like spots of yesterday's game, because I had it all in my brain, but then today's game just wiped everything clear, and I'm having like trouble recalling. I mean, like yesterday, I go to the bar. I met up with a couple coworkers. I had a Yankee hat on, and you know, people are tapping me on the shoulder. They just want to talk to me about the Yankees. They're like, oh, you know, we got our asses kicked. I'm like, yeah, but you know, that was our number four pitcher going up against their number one. You kind of had to expect it. Like, no, I didn't. Me nor you, either one of us, expected them really to win. You hope that they win yesterday's game, but you know, they kept it competitive. Then you got Weaver who comes in, right? Yes, okay. Weaver comes in, and it's just what is this? What is going on here? You know, we were how many games into the season this year, and we were chanting, "We want Weaver, we want Weaver." You know, the stadium was just overwhelmed. No one wanted to see Devin Williams ever again. You know, last year, Luke Weaver was our savior. He's the reason that we didn't have to look at Clay Holmes' ugly mug anymore. And then, what is this? Then Cruz comes in, and it's like everybody forgot how to play fucking baseball all of a sudden. It's like these are guys that were, you know, like at some points, you know, they were the anchors to our bullpen, or they were our saviors that were coming in, getting such big saves, and like you can't rely on them anymore. So like yesterday, it wasn't that they lost the game, because that was like, in my mind, I think that the Yankees probably had that penciled in as a loss. It was the fact that they actually were in a position where they could have won, and then the Yankees just squandered it. I was texting with Bevy when everything was going on. I'm like, oh my God, he has a chance right now. to shut every asshole up that's talk shit about him. He can't play in the postseason, and then he strikes out. And then I think I text you. I said, you know what? Maybe they're right, and maybe he doesn't have it, and he can't play in the postseason. He's been getting on base. Yeah, great. I think he's gotten on base 2 times, 3 times every game so far. But it's like in that big situation when Judge has a chance to just blow the doors off the game and make it like, one-sided, or take the lead and make the other team play from behind. He's just coming up short. It's just becoming redundant at this point. It's very repetitive. It's almost like you could script what's going on.
If I had told you that Aaron Judge threw 5 games in the postseason, had a 444 average and a 1024 OPS, you'd fucking do cartwheels in the street in your boxer shorts, okay? But the fact of the matter is, and I can't believe that I'm saying this about him, it's the most unimpactful 1024 OPS you'll ever see in the postseason, because there was one at bat that Aaron Judge had to impact a game and to show everybody that he is that guy, and he struck out. And again, he struck out swinging at a pitch we haven't seen him chase in years. All he has to do is not swing, take the pitch. And you can't tell me that it was such a good pitch that he had to swing at it, that it was too close to take. That pitch was so far outside. That again, he had to have been blindfolded the way that he took a hack at that pitch. So I cannot sit here and defend him anymore. Where I don't even know, I'm at a loss for words. I can't defend the guy anymore, because that was his opportunity to impact the baseball game. That was his opportunity to give the Yankees a chance to win a game that they shouldn't have won or weren't expected to win. That's what Aaron Judge is here to do. That's all the greatness that and all the things that we have said about him, and the reasons why we fight so hard for him to be the MVP is for moments like that, and for him to strike out in that situation. And again, now, you know what? I'm not going to hate on Aaron Judge. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I want him off the team and all this other nonsense you're going to hear. But for me to sit here and go out of my way to defend him anymore, I'm not. Until he does it in October, I'm not doing it anymore. So, you know what? If he doesn't win the MVP in November, who cares? Because this is what we all want. This is what we all need out of him. MVPs are nice. You know what they do? They're forgotten about. Rings, championships are forever. And we haven't won one in going on 16 years now, because this team needs to pull 3 elimination wins out of their ass to get to the ALCS right now, okay? And I don't see a way that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's we can't split it. I don't know. Is it just because they can't play in Toronto? I don't know what it is, but this is why winning the actual division was that important, because you could have had Boston and Toronto just tear each other apart, and now we have to make it through both of them. This is what we were talking about leading up to all this shit. This is not the way the Yankees are going to do this. I had every intention on going to the game on Tuesday. It's my birthday. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go to a playoff game on my birthday. I've been wanting to do it. I'm financially able to do it for in my life now, finally.
I've
And
done it. It's one of the coolest things to be at Yankee Stadium on your birthday, especially when they win.
but like, now I'm it's like I wanted to go, because I'm thinking, maybe we're being greedy, and maybe they do win the first two, and maybe they could take it in three on my birthday. That'd be great. I want to go. Then they lose the first game. So they miss. I'm like, it's whatever. It's still my birthday. I want to go. And it's like, it's going to be an awesome situation. I full blown expected them to win today. I was not expecting to possibly spend $1,000 to go to a game and have them eliminated on my birthday. I don't want to do that. So now I'm looked at my wife. I'm like, we're not doing it, because the last thing I want to do on my birthday is sit in fucking an hour and a half of traffic coming off the Harlem River Drive or something like that, getting pissed off. I got the horn honked at me. Bums coming up to me in their car saying, "Why lie? I need a beer and a blunt. Give me $20." And it's like, no, I don't want to sit there and do that on my birthday. I'd rather sit at home and mope around my house and just be miserable here, because then I could save all that money. And it's like, it's just aggravating, man. It's just like I love Aaron Judge. I really love Aaron Judge. And I'm sitting there, and when that at bat's going to bother the hell out of me, because I was sitting there and I start talking to myself in situations like that. I'm sure I've met plenty of other people do, you know, and I'm like, come on, let's do it. Just I'm like, just hit a fucking single. I'm like, I'm just single. I didn't need a grand slam. I'm sure everybody and their mother wanted a grand slam. I wasn't asking for a grand slam. I just wanted him to hit single. Just hit a single. Bring in two runs. It would have been great if he had a grand slam. It would have been a defining moment in his career. Awesome, cool. But you know, I'm like, what is going on here? Because it's like he's fucking golfing. What are you doing? Like you could have given him a fucking cricket bat, and he still would have missed that by a mile. Like, what are you doing? This isn't field hockey. What are you doing? And it's just bothered the shit out of me. And I don't know if it's maybe because, you know, everybody else was he the first out? Was it bases loaded, no outs for him when he got up? Or yeah, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So like, we didn't even score our own run yesterday, is the way I'm looking at it. Like, that was almost a complete shutout. Because
so, correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry to cut you off, but correct me if I'm wrong. The Phillies lost yesterday, right?
I don't know if the Phillies.
Yeah, they
lost,
no, they did. They lost yesterday. They blew a game. They blew that game to the Dodgers, right? So I don't know why I got Philly fans talking shit to me in my mentions. Okay, I don't know what that's all about.
That's wild. I didn't pay attention much or anything. I left it because I was. I mean, like, I wasn't in a bad mood yesterday. Like I said, like I was upset with Judge's at bat, and that's what just. Perturbed me, but you know, I'm like, whatever. And then I went to the bar and I'm sitting there hanging there. I was watching the Seattle Detroit game, and ultimately I was rooting for Glaber to get it, you know, let's go. And I got, you know, but man, like, it's just, I thought for sure that was it. I thought it was a gimme, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought, like, this is Aaron Judge's moment. Like, but it just had to happen, and it didn't. And it sucks, and it bothers you. And it's like, you know, you become so emotionally invested into these players, you know, they might as well be a member of your family. And, you know, like, you're just upset because it's like, what the fuck is going on here? Because this is not what's supposed to happen. This isn't the script. So now we got to look at Toronto on Tuesday, staring down the barrel of a fucking shotgun, basically. And it's like, you know, what's going on? It's too much. I don't know.
Put a wrap on game one here with saying this, because you brought up Luke Weaver. I kind of glossed over that when I started here. And look, if we sound angry, it's because we are angry, man. We put a lot of time and emotion into this team over the course of the season, especially that we're doing podcasts 2 days a week. I'm constantly producing content on TikTok and on Twitter. And this is my, outside of my family, this is my life right here. So to see them to get their dicks kicked in up in Toronto, you know, especially on my birthday weekend. And of course that has something to do with it, man. Like, you know, I don't care if people don't want to hear that it was my birthday. That has a lot to do. It was your birthday. Would you want to see your favorite team get their fucking...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm so my oh god, I hate when my brain can't spit the words out because
I have a migraine
from today.
I think I was clenching so hard on my back teeth. I have a migraine.
So yeah, we don't want it. Look, we're not happy with this. You know, even if they had lost like 2-1 and then 3-1 today, it would feel a little bit better. But all it is just showing you that they're going up there and not showing up again.
No, and Toronto rubs your face in it too. That's like what like makes it even that much worse, because Toronto doesn't let up. They want to outscore us and they want to make us look like assholes. That is like their like main goal. And that's what I was saying the other day. I don't even think that it's a Boston Yankees rivalry anymore as much as it is a Toronto Yankees rivalry, because they go out there and they just want to pour it on you. They want to beat you 33-1. That's their mentality. They have no shame in walking Aaron Judge. They don't care. They want to win by any means. They don't care if they get booed. They don't care if people show up and they drive miles to see, you know, for hours to see their favorite player play. No, you're going to get walked two, three times. Aaron Judge had like how many 33 intentional walks a season? Half of them, I think, came from Toronto. You know, and they play that way. And they play to fucking win.
You know, if you didn't think Vlad Guerrero, I mean, he's hitting .667 with a .933 OPS so far in this season. If you didn't think he was going to relish the opportunity to dick smack the Yankees, I don't know what you've been watching. I can't stand him. He's a great player. He's a cocky son of a bitch. And you know what? This is what they want to do. They want to beat the Yankees. They want to embarrass the Yankees, and they're doing it. So, I mean, there's not anything I can really say about it. But you know what? After he hits that grand slam today, I guarantee you he's walking around the bases bricked up. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because this is what he's living for. Oh, he never played for the Yankees, and here he is hitting a fucking grand slam in the postseason, hitting .667. So, you know what? The Yankees have to go home and they have to play better baseball. But can they? You've been on the other side of this camera more times than anybody this year, and have probably heard me say this more times than anybody this year. The biggest reason why the Yankees did not win a division is because of why. They did not play well in Toronto this year. Now, after the first two games of this series, the Yankees are 1-8, 1-8 in Toronto this year. That is the biggest reason why. I don't care. Give me any fucking stupid reason you want to. And we talked about this. Any little game that people were nitpicking here and there, and I kept coming back to Toronto. And I'm going to keep coming back to Toronto, because if the Yankees don't pull off some miracle here, the single biggest reason the Yankees are not going back to the World Series this year is because they did not play well in Toronto this year. Okay? It's as simple as that. The Yankees tied with the Blue Jays in terms of record this year. The Blue Jays won the division because they went 6-1 at home against the Yankees this year. 6-1, complete domination. Now the Yankees, and here's the trickle effect of all that, because not only did they lose the division, which is what I told you months, probably going back since May, I wanted no part of a wild card series because I thought ultimately that might be the thing that trips the Yankees up. And they had to expend a lot of energy beating the Boston Red Sox and winning two elimination games in that series. So that, you know, you say whatever you want. That's not an advantageous position to be in when Toronto's sitting up at home waiting for the winner.
Eating poutine or the fuck they eat.
And then they come up there and they get their asses kicked for 2 days. And now they're going home where they have to win not one, not two, but now three elimination games just to get back to the ALCS. And I'll tell you this, do I have confidence in the Yankees winning at home? I think the Yankees will play a lot better at home. I think that they will probably get the game to game four. What happens after that, I don't know, because they could bring you Savage back, which I don't think anybody wants to see. They could go bullpen game. You would say that would favor the Yankees against Schlittler, maybe. Again, lots of unknowns here, because who knows what the Yankees are going to have to dump into game three to win it. But let's say the Yankees do pull off games three and four. Who's got the slightest amount of confidence of the Yankees going up to Toronto and winning a game five?
With Max Fried being the starting pitcher.
I can only be as confident as the facts allow me to be, which is something I've also said 1,000 times on this show. And right now, the facts present to me the Yankees cannot win a baseball game to save their life in Toronto. They didn't do it in the regular season. If they would have won one more game, pick any of them, pick any of the six that they lost, they win the division, we get the wild card round off, and we're playing Toronto, most likely, at home. Which, again, puts the Yankees in a big advantage, because then they have Game 5 in their building and can probably get off to a quick start in this series, because Toronto did not play well at Yankee Stadium this year. The Yankees went 4-2 against Toronto in Yankee Stadium this year. Or the Yankees won 4 out of 6 against Toronto this year. I don't know if I crisscrossed that. But Yankees played well at home against Toronto, shit the bed every single time except for one game. I don't even know how they won that freaking game. I think Ben Rice hit a home run late, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember.
And yeah, you know what? Let's move on to game two here. Actually, let's not do that, because I thought Aaron Boone managed a hell of a game in game one. He recognized, is what he said, is I didn't like the quality of contact Toronto was making against Luis Gil. Got him out of there. Went to Timmy Hill. Timmy Hill did his job. Got through the third. Got through the fourth. Went to Camilo Duvall. He got an easy fourth inning. Went back to Duvall. Got an easy fifth inning. And, you know, you hear people like, oh, why didn't he go to Duvall for another? I'm sorry. Hill got through the fourth. And then Duvall had an easy fifth, easy sixth. And you hear people, why didn't he go to him for a fifth inning? Because relievers don't pitch three innings. They don't do that. This guy hasn't pitched in over a week, and you want him to go out there and pitch three innings. I understand pushing guys in the postseason, and that's why I put him out there for a second inning. So I thought Aaron Boone, up until the sixth inning, managed a really good game. He recognized the urgency of getting Hill out of there, did it, pushed the right buttons with Hill and Duvall, and then this is where it fell apart for him. He went to Luke Weaver. And again, I'll say this again, we all love Luke Weaver. We'll all have fond memories of our ferocious jungle cat for saving us from the disaster that was Clay Holmes last year and being the closer of a World Series team. But that's it. It's over for him. I don't even know what the hell he was talking about last night. Tipping pitches. I don't know. And I'm not making fun of it, because I suffer from my own mental health issues. And I'm not saying that jokingly. Okay. So maybe there's something upstairs that's wrong with him. Anxiety, depression, you know, not being, I don't know what it is, but the way he was talking sure sounded like it. He can't pitch in it. Look, the Yankees season might last another game. If it lasts 2, 3, 4, 10, he can't pitch in another high leverage situation. Can't. They can't do it. The guy doesn't even have an ERA right now. Do you want to know why? Because he's yet to record an out. You can't have an ERA if you don't record outs. That's how bad he's been. Six batters, all reach. That's why you see -- where his ERA is supposed to be. So that's where Aaron Boone then, you know, he should have went to Fernando Cruz. And I know Fernando Cruz not been great, but better than Luke Weaver. Or if you want to really get aggressive there, why not Devin Williams? I know a lot of shit that we talked about Devin Williams, but he's been great down the stretch and in the postseason for the Yankees. But here's the thing that really baffles my mind. You put Luke Weaver on the mound, and Cruz is warming immediately. So if you had that little confidence in Luke Weaver, why is he on the mound in the first place? And again, did the Yankees make a dent in the scoreboard the rest of the way there? No, but 2-1 going down the stretch there in the last three innings is a lot different than when the score becomes 5-1 or 6-1 it was at that point. That's the white flag right there. So, and then today, I thought he I'm trying to find ways to give Aaron Boone credit, and I don't know what he was doing today. We'll talk about Max Fried as a separate issue later on here. I don't honest to God know what he was thinking when he had to, and he had to pull Max Fried. He had to. There's no doubt about it. He had to pull Max Fried. Max Fried wasn't getting the job done. But in the third inning, when he goes to Max Fried, he brings out Will fucking Warren as the first guy out of the pen. Not even a reliever, a starter. You got to bring somebody in to clean up the mess. And then if you want to start Will Warren with a clean fourth inning, I have less of a problem with it. But he's not the first guy out. What are we doing? And then for him to let Will Warren sit there and give up four home runs and six runs and really, do I think the Yankees, it's really hard to say if the Yankees score those late runs if the game's still 7-0. And then, but when it's 12-1 or 12-0, you have no shot in the matter. Well, Fried got tagged for seven because Warren gave up some of those inherited runners. But so I don't even know. I can't even tell you what was he really responsible for himself? 10 runs with the hits that he gave up? Oh, nine maybe? I think it was, or no, I think Fried left. It was 5-0. Am I
I
can't
remember,
even.
yeah, it was like five, yeah, it was five or six, yeah.
So he's responsible for 8 runs of his own? Where if you bring in, Cruz or Williams, that's the time, or Duvall to get aggressive, keep the game at 5-0. Again, that's what we're saying. Give the team a chance to win a game. When you put in Will Warren, you're not giving the Yankees a chance to win the game.
And then he left him in there.
That's it. Yes, and he left them out there to dry. He let them pitch 4 2/3 innings to save the bullpen. What are you saving the bullpen for? You're going down 0-2. You have a day off. And then even if you win the next 2 days, you have another day off. You don't need to save the bullpen.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to
I didn't
me.
even realize that Weaver pitched today. He got one out. You want to know what his ERA is? 135.
He pitched today?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
I stopped paying attention.
Call me a
And
bad
that's
fan, but
crazy.
I didn't watch every pitch of this game, but.
No, but like that's no, you're not a bad fan. That's how wild it is. Because like listen, you do that during a normal I'm stuttering, I can't get the word out. Normal season. You watch 162 games. I have every single one on, but let me tell you something. Like I mean, I sit down and I watch every game, but like I'll be on my phone or doing something, or I'll get up. Postseason, I don't move. I drag a chair over to wherever it is, and I sit down. And I watch that game. I'm glued to the television. And today, I don't know who pitched. All I know is that Max Fried sucked, which just completely caught me off guard. And then I was like, Will Warren, okay, we're doing this, and that's all I know. After that grand slam, and I saw Guerrero stand there, watch the ball go out, flip that bat, shrug his shoulders, like, yeah, I'm the shit. I did that. And it's just like, I couldn't watch the game anymore. I think I text you and I said, I can't watch this shit. And I just
I kept the game on. I wasn't fully paying attention to it, but I kept it on. And then my food came and I went downstairs to eat. You think if that game was close, I'm leaving my chair? You think I'm going anywhere near food at that point? No.
No. I don't
No, care that it
not.
was 13-7. It was empty. It didn't mean anything. It just makes the score look cosmetically better when we all know the Yankees got their doors blown off in this game.
Yeah, and that was them. They pulled their pitcher, who he started three games this season. You said,
who?
Their pitcher.
Chris
their
Savage. Yeah, I think that was his fourth career start.
So that's insane. And like here, we're pining over Cam Schlittler. Look at this fucking kid. Rocked us. They pull him out. Kids. He was on his way to have like the most strikeouts in a postseason game in major league history. Like it, I was like, you, what is this shit? And they pulled him out. And they just start putting guys in, and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna win this game. And then the Yankees start putting a run up here and there. Like they were not. Toronto at no point I don't think was worried. They might have been like, ooh. You know, but like they were never like, oh, we're gonna lose this game. And I don't think if anybody sat there and said, oh, the Yankees are gonna come back, you give me what you're smoking because I need some of that because I want to feel that good. But you can't expect me to. And then I open my phone and I'm like, I'm getting emails from ticket reps like, hey, you gotta re up on your on your season 2 because my Amex card got stolen, so I have to. They don't have my they charge you automatically. Let me tell you something like that. So anybody doesn't know this shit. When you have season tickets, they automatically charge your card before the season's even over. They take that money from you, and they try to do that. I mean, they've been calling me like, "Well, I want to move my seats over here," so I've been talking to them. And it's like I'm getting fucking emails during this shit. Like, hey, like you want to re? No, I do not want to re up my season tickets. Are you kidding me? This is the product that you're selling me. And then they up their price a little bit from last year. Like I think last year was a 10% increase. This year wasn't that bad. But it's like, what am I fucking gonna pay for to come watch this bullshit for? You know, you come, you enjoy watching the game, but ultimately we want to make it to the postseason and watch them get to the World Series to win a championship. That is the investment that we put into the team. Their investment is we're going to put out the best team there for you, and we're not going to lose to Toronto 95-11. You know, like what? No, don't email me this shit. Go away. That pisses me off. When I couldn't believe that I'm getting this marketing friggin' emails for them in the middle of this shit.
You know what? Go ahead.
It's just today was a kick in the balls because now. Here you got a guy that hasn't been up in the MLB. Max Scherzer was hurt. I'm assuming that's why he's up here, you know. And we're getting away. We don't have to face Max Scherzer. And like, all right, our ace is going to go up against this kid. We should win, and we didn't. And that's what we were all banking on. Anybody with a brain is that's what they were banking on, and it didn't happen. And I'm surprised. I'm appalled. I'm pissed off. I'm disgusted. I'm let down. It's a plethora of feelings right now going through my brain. And this sucks. Losing 3-2, I could stomach that. Today, absolutely fucking not. Especially with Max Fried being the one that started the game.
Yeah, so in the sixth inning, the Yankees ended up scoring 2 runs, but the game was completely out of hand at that point. It was 12-0, and that's why he pulled you, Savage. I don't even think he brings him out to start this sixth inning. If not, he just wanted him to get that ovation that he got, which, you know what, you're up 12-0. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. And he only threw 78 pitches, I believe. They're in a little bit of a quandary come game 4, should it get there. So he's trying to save bullets, and up 12-0, you can do that. So, great.
Good for them.
So now we have to get to Max Fried.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, and I did my post-game video. I posted it immediately after the game. I said it there. I'm getting comments. You people have to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, okay? Listen to what I am saying. Sometimes I think that people don't understand what I'm saying because they lack critical thinking skills. But this is just a case of you're not listening to anything that I'm saying. I'm not saying if Max pitched better that the Yankees would have won the game. What Max Fried did was not allow the Yankees an opportunity to be in a position to win the game. It doesn't matter what you Savage did today when Max Fried can't get an out in the fourth inning of a fucking playoff game. That's why this loss is on him. The Yankees had two hits against Gausman yesterday, but Heel in the bullpen didn't let it get away. They allowed the Yankees an opportunity to be in a position to have an opportunity to try and win the game. Now, it didn't happen, but the pitching wasn't the reason the Yankees lost yesterday because they kept them into the game, into the sixth inning. Then they failed. Then Boone made the wrong decision, and they lost. So if Yesavich is out there just absolutely dominating, and like Schlittler did, put his nuts on the mound up in Rogers Center, just like Schlittler did in the Bronx last week, that's fine. It's the postseason. Those things can happen. This kid is good. You know, we might not have seen a lot of him, but he was a top prospect for a reason. Max Fried has got to be able to go out there and match that. Or at the very least, as I said earlier, you give up the two runs in the first inning, lock it down after that. Give the team an opportunity to have a chance to win the baseball game. He didn't do that because, just like I said yesterday, maybe you can get to Gausman late. Maybe you can get to the bullpen late. The Yankees had that opportunity in game one. But because Max Fried got his teeth kicked in, they didn't have that opportunity in game two. So play the fallacy of the predetermined outcome and say that starting in the sixth inning, the Yankees are going to rally for seven runs. Max Fried got his dick kicked in the first four innings of this game, and it wouldn't have mattered because then Boone waved a white flag in this game going to Will Warren. So that's why this is on Max Fried. So listen to what I am telling you. Listen to what I am saying. It doesn't really take valedictorian level brain power here to figure this one out. All I'm asking Max Fried to do here is to give the Yankees an opportunity to win the game. And that's setting the bar low for a guy we're paying $218 million to. Give the Yankees an opportunity to win the game. He didn't even do that. So if he goes into the sixth inning down 2-0 and the Yankees never hit you, Savage, they never hit the bullpen, at least you know what I'm saying today, right now? We can't score. We don't score runs. But the game was put away early because Max Fried did not do his job. That's the biggest reason the Yankees lost today. Because, yeah, Yesavage was great, and I'm tipping my cap to him. He went out there and absolutely dominated the Yankees lineup. But the Max Fried did not give this team an opportunity to have a chance to even get a little bit of a rally started where, you know, maybe in the sixth inning he walks a batter, and then somebody, a bloop and a blast. We always talk about that, right? A bloop and a blast. Didn't even give the Yankees that chance today. So if you're not pissed at Max Fried and don't think that that's probably reason A1 they lost, I don't know what to tell you. You could be mad at a lot of different things in this game, but when your ace immediately goes out there and gives up 2 runs and then can't get out of the fourth inning, you're not winning a postseason game doing that.
It's what Max, I don't know. Listen, Max Fried's been money for us. You know, he had that blister, and then we had a little bit of, like, you know, it was a little touch and go with him for a while there, and then he settled back in after a few games, and he was back to being the Max Fried that we wanted. I mean, he was Max Fried that we needed for Boston and all that, and just today was just this has to be, like, his worst outing, I think, all season. If it's not his worst outing, it's his second to worst outing. And you just didn't expect that.
I mean, like, especially considering the circumstances, I'm not gonna say he's had a worse one this year.
Like, we expected more out of him from that, and it's like that's why this feels so shitty, because like the wind was let out of our sails. Like, you know, I really was. If you asked me for this game, I was like, you know, 90-10 that we were taking this. This I thought this was gonna be an easy game, but then we're getting fucking no hit. And then finally, Aaron Judge gets a hit. I don't know who hit the one ball, and it was an error off of what was it? Guerrero had the error. I don't even know, because I had walked up. My wife's like, "Oh, they got a hit." I'm like, "Oh, was it a hit or an error?" I didn't even see the play happen.
I don't remember.
I didn't even see the fucking play. I didn't even know what happened. I just knew as it was it a hit or an error. She goes, "Oh, I think they gave him an error." I'm like, "Okay, so we're getting fucking no hits still." You know, and then Aaron Judge hits the ball, and then everyone's like, "Oh, okay, maybe I'll hit the ball." But it's like you're starting this rally, but like, you know, guys, we're how many innings into like no offense at all? It's like, as much as it's Max Fried's problem, and he lost the game for us, because you don't know. Maybe we would have scored those runs. Maybe we wouldn't have. Maybe they would have let in. I can't say that kid's last name. Maybe they would have let him in. And maybe he would have tripped over himself in a later inning, and we would have exposed him. And that's how it would have went down. We don't know what would have happened. Max Fried took us out of the game, but the offense was never even there anyway. You know, we're 15 innings without a fucking hit against them. You know, or some shit. You know, it's like, or without scoring a run. Because I don't count that. I don't count him fucking walking in a run yesterday as us actually going out and getting that. I know but like, that wasn't our offense. You know, I mean, getting the walk.
Look, the offense has been a true. Look, no one's sitting here giving the offense a pass. But when if you're asking me to sit here and analyze the game and dissect it and come up with my list of reasons why they lost, Max Fried's at the top of the list.
100%. 100%. And then I don't understand. I really don't understand why. I think, listen, I have no ill will Warren. I think he was put in a really shitty position. I think that he was gravely mistreated today. And I'm disgusted with that, because why would you do that to this kid? He's a young kid. He came up. He did what he had to do for us, and we relied on him heavily in the beginning of the year. He stepped into a position that we all didn't think that he would be able to do, and then you let him look like a fucking piece of shit today. That was shameful. I don't understand how you do that. These coaches, like Aaron Boone goes out there and he talks about how much he cares about people, whatever, oh, I got faith in this. But then you do that to him? It's the fucking playoffs. He looks at
more so. I don't really care about Will Warren's feelings. I mean, he's a
why would you do that?
But what should you should be mad about is that that was the white flag. He threw the white flag in the fourth inning of this game.
100, yes.
That's what you should be mad about. And then he let Will Warren sit there and take a beating. If Will Warren can't get over that, then get him out of here. I don't care. I don't care about Will Warren's feelings right now. What I care about is that Aaron Boone, our manager, threw the white flag in game two of the ALDS in the fourth inning. I don't care if it was 17-0. Stop! Don't throw the white flag that early in the game. This offense has the ability to explode. And again, if you want to play fallacy to predetermine the outcome, they scored 7 runs in this game. Go to a fucking reliever in that situation. Don't bring Will Warren in to clean up Max Fried's mess. Bring in Fernando Cruz or Camille Duvall or not Luke Weaver, but one of those two guys. Bring them in. And then if you want Warren to give you length after that, fine. And then if he blows up, you know what? I have a lot less of a problem with him starting a clean fifth inning than I do with him trying to clean up Max Fried's mess in the fourth inning. That's just piss poor managing. I'm sorry. And I think I've been trying to be very fair to Aaron Boone in the postseason this year. And in the couple of shows that we've had during the postseason, have said that he's done a good job or on the videos or my post of saying, hey, this was a good move. This is something that he did that worked and it was the right thing to do. And we all loved how he stuck with Cam Schlittler on Thursday night, how he recognized that no one was going to hit him and he rode him. And we said that was a good managerial job. And then starting in the seventh inning in the sixth inning yesterday through today, it was just bad, bad again, bad. It's like when your dog shits on the carpet, and you say, bad dog, bad Boone, again.
It's a huge, listen, game three, when we took the series in Boston, we were on cloud 9. Yesterday, you get knocked down a notch. Now today, you're like, what? You're underground. Like, that's like it's just like you see the problems. You see the issues that we have, and it's just like these there's so many holes, and you can't. I don't know. You're 100% right about throwing in the towel because you don't know what could have happened. You know, could we have kept them to what was it? Could we have kept them to 7 runs or something like that?
It was 5-0 when Fried left the game. I'm not saying you're coming back from that, but you got to run here, you got to run there. Blah, blah, blah. You never know what might happen. And again, I'm not saying any of these other guys, Duvall, Hill, I can't think of the other guy's name. Even if you have Fernando Cruz, that they're coming in and doing the job. But that's how you manage there. You don't go to a start.
Yeah, I don't expect them to get, you know, save every run or whatnot, but I also don't expect them to give up a fucking grand slam.
So, I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to get to from these two games? Or did we kind of get to all of it here? And normally when I'm mad about this team, it's that the anger and then something takes us down a notch. No, there's nothing that's going to take me down a notch here. This is as bad as I've seen the Yankees playing the postseason. And they just got embarrassed 2 straight days. And now we're going home where we got to win 3 straight elimination games just to get back to the ALCS. Christ, they got to win 2 straight elimination games just to get back to Toronto where they've gotten their dicks kicked in all year. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think do I think they'll win on Tuesday night? I hope so. And it wasn't false Yankee fan bravado being a homer. I thought this was a good baseball team. I really did. I thought there was something a little bit different about this Yankee team. They played like the worst team in baseball. Statistically, they probably were the worst team in baseball from June 11th or whenever they started that series in Boston to like August 11th when they lost that series to Houston. And then they went on a 32-12 stretch, which Aaron Boone's teams usually don't do. They have the one hot streak. They kind of have their Boone swoon, and then they'll play around 500 baseball into the postseason. That's usually what they do. But this year, they rebounded. And they didn't just play 500 baseball. They went 32-12. So, okay, maybe something's different here. And they didn't just let the Toronto Blue Jays back into the division. They fought them to the very last day of the season where they tied them. And they were tied and they were tied in the standings for what, like the last 4 days, and nobody blinked? And credit Toronto for doing that. And credit the Yankees for not making it easy on them. And then, you know what, after they lose game one, I'm sure a lot of us thought it was going to be over. It would be over before it started. And then they won an elimination game. And then they won another elimination game. And there's nobody, I'm telling you right now, I always say this, we're going to only be as optimistic as the facts allow us to be. Nobody thought Aaron Boone was going to manage two winning elimination games. But he did. So we gave him credit for it. And then they go up to Toronto, and then they get their doors blown off two straight days. So now that he has to manage three elimination games, he's going to have to do it, or we're going home. It's just as simple as that. So on Tuesday night, Carlos Rodon has to pitch the game of his life. There's no other way about it. If he doesn't go out there and shut the Toronto Blue Jays down, the Yankees are going home. I'm putting it all on him. I have to put it all on him. You know, Shane Bieber's pitching. He's pitched well for Toronto this year, but he's a guy the Yankees have seen a ton over the course of his career. They've usually hit him pretty well when he was with Cleveland. You know, if the Yankees can go out there and play well at home and Rodon goes out there and gives the Yankees a winning performance, they're going to play on Wednesday night. I don't think Bieber will shut the Yankees down like Yesavage did or Gausman did. I think the Yankees will be able to score enough runs off him to win. It's whether or not Rodon can keep the Blue Jays from ejaculating all over the Yankee Stadium. Yeah, and I hate to be so crass in saying words like that, but that's exactly what they did the past 2 days. There's no better description in my mind of what the Blue Jays did all over Rogers Center the past 2 days. So we have to prevent them from doing that at Yankee Stadium here on Tuesday night. So as far as that goes, you know, that's kind of, that's what it is. If that doesn't happen, then we're coming back here and talking about another lost season. But I don't want to be doing that. Our next show has to be a preview of Game 5 in Toronto. I'm not ready for this season to be over with.
No. Listen, I don't know. I think I'm checked out. I'm so bummed out. Today really just, like I said, it took the wind out of my sails. I can't picture it happening because Toronto comes and they just want to put their boot on your throat. And I know, you know it, I think we all know it, that they want to take it at Yankee Stadium. They want to eliminate us at home because they want to rub our faces in it. I think that'll get them off, you know? And it just pisses me off, that whiny little bit. I just really hate George Springer more than anybody. I really don't like that fucking asshole, and it really pisses me off. You know, Vlad Guerrero, I'm not going to lie, I would love to have him on my team. Would have loved to have him on my team. I was a little upset when he signed his deal, like, damn it. You know, but like, get over that quick. George Springer, somebody I don't even want on my fucking team. I don't even want him in my stadium. And I hate him. And to know that he's going to be able to pop champagne possibly in our visiting clubhouse, it's a little bit too much to swallow. So this team needs to put it together. Do I think Rodon could do it? I think Rodon could do it. I mean, at this point, I really wish it was Cam Schlittler going up there. But, like, you know, again, like, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's the postseason. Things are crazy. They're trying to jump on us. I think yesterday the Yankees tried to play a little bit like Toronto, and they were just swinging away, you know. First pitch, you know, it's just – that's not typically how you see the Yankees play. They try to draw walks. They're a little bit patient at bats. I think yesterday they were very, very aggressive. Today I think they kind of just like –
ball deep into counts, and they didn't want to face that splitter. But guess what? They did, and it didn't work out for them. Just like Yesavage today. He was just eating them alive with the splitter. So, and then if they can get game three, again – right now, Toronto is going to go bullpen game, and you have to think that plays to the Yankees' advantage with Schlittler on the mound. But again, maybe that's why they pulled Yesavage early today, and he could be part of it. Maybe not give them a start, or maybe give, but he maybe that puts him in play for game four. But we got to get through game three first, and it's not a position think any of us thought that the Yankees were going to be in coming into this series. It's not that I didn't respect Toronto. Is that I thought the Yankees would at least show up in one of these games, and they didn't. And now they're facing elimination, and that's basically what it comes down to.
Mm.
So, like I said, our next scheduled show is supposed to be Thursday live on NYYU, and hopefully what we're doing is previewing a Game 5, because I really don't want to be doing the obituary for the 2025 Yankees. I really don't want to be doing it right now. But that's what we're faced with, because the Yankees, again, went up to Toronto and shit themselves, or as more popularly we say on the show, puked all over themselves and lost the first two games of this series. And now they're faced with winning three straight elimination games. So we'll see what happens. But please leave us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Make sure you are subscribed there. And please make sure you subscribe to NYY Underground on YouTube as well. And tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. Excuse me. I want to thank everybody for listening to episode 496. Sem, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.